King County voters are saying no to a transportation measure that would have raised their car tab fees and raised the county sales tax to prevent metro bus cuts and do some road projects, too. Initial returns tally last night showed King County's Proposition 1 failing 55% to 45%. And we have news analyst Joni Balter in with us. Joni, good morning to you.
Good morning.
If this King County Proposition 1 fails, what does that trigger? What happens?
Well, what happens is that the cuts begin. The cuts that folks had talked about just get rolling here. As I understand it, 150,000 hours of the 550,000 total hours that will be cut will be announced pretty soon, possibly this week, and they will go into effect in October.
Hmm. This is unusual. We're not used to talking about, you know, when traditionally King County comes to voters for bus money, voters say yes. What has changed?
They have in the past. The voters here seem to love things like buses and parks and libraries. And in two previous votes, 2006, a request by Metro for some more funding, 56% yes. And similarly in 2000, 53% yes. So this one reflects a sort of a King County-wide bad mood, you would say, about some things.
Why the bad mood and about what?
Well, the bad mood has to do with voters absolutely hate car tabs. They don't like paying them. Tim Iman was quoted as saying, when he had something to do with this, of course, that car tabs...
He was filing initiatives to...
That say, you know, $30 and nothing more, and sort of made car tabs kind of a swear word. He said they're radioactive, and this shows that voters do not like car tabs. Another thought about this election was simply, as I watched it, I thought, wow, this is such a negative kind of campaign. Vote for this or we'll shoot this bus. Sort of, you know, voters here like things that are optimistic. And I couldn't help but remember, and this goes back a little bit, to 1996, the Sound Transit vote. They had lost previously, but they won that year with this optimistic ad of a child planting a tree. So the future, positive. This one just had sort of all these negative overtones and a little bit of a credibility gap.
Why? What do you mean a credibility gap?
Well, and this was subtle, and I wasn't sure how many folks were really tracking this, but apparently some were. So when Metro started pitching this plan, they talked about 600,000 hours of cuts, that's what they needed. But as time went on, and this is a little like a state revenue forecast, which is constantly being changed and updated, they got some new information that tax revenues were a little better, and that it would only be 550,000 hours of cuts. But they hesitated. They didn't announce that quickly. And voters don't like stuff like that. Level with us. If you're asking me for money, level with us. Get the information out as quickly as you have it.
Hmm. Okay, so assuming this fails, and by the way, in case you're just tuning in, King County's Proposition 1, we're talking about this transportation measure, 55 to 45 as of last night. Is there any chance, by the way, that the yes votes come back and win this?
Be very, very difficult. The wheels on the bus came off, as somebody tweeted here. This was a no, somewhere between a no and a heck no.
Okay, so then how do you think, last question, how do you think King County and Metro react to that? What do they do next?
Well, they have to do the cuts, as they said. Otherwise, that's another credibility problem. But I think they go big on a statewide package. As you know, the legislature was unable, unwilling, however you want to phrase that, to do a statewide transportation package, at least until after the November election. And so you'll see the King County lawmakers and everybody just saying, we've got to pass a statewide package, because that could and would include some funding for Metro.
News analyst Joni Balter telling us about somewhere between no and heck no on King County's Proposition 1 that would have raised car tab fees, would have raised the county sales tax to head off Metro bus cuts, and those are apparently on the way. Joni Balter, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Radke, KUOW News.